Welcome to the We Seal Genesis podcast. This is another amazing episode of the Mental Health and the Messiah. And I bring to you good tides and good greetings. Thank you so much for choosing to, you know, listen to this podcast, spending a few minutes of your time to absorb the inspiration and obviously network with me on here. And it's a pleasure. I appreciate every single person that has been listening since the onset of this podcast, since 2020. I know I haven't been consistent, and I hold myself accountable going forward regarding bringing you these amazing contents. It's just because personally I have also been thinking of ways to connect with my community, connect with my family, connect with people in real life, since, you know, we've been caught up in the craze of the virtual world. And it's those things that keep our mental health great. So I wanted to dive right in today. I wanted to talk about, you know, love, and I've really been meditating on the commandment of Christ, you know, letting us know to be able to love the Father with all of our hearts, and also to just basically love our neighbors as ourselves. And I've been thinking that with so much happening in the world today, with a lot of crises going on, natural disasters going on, it definitely can cause us to be in a state of panic. And in all of that, what I wanted to highlight out of this is, you know, the rest of the world, or the rest of the other people that are not going through some sort of natural disaster, some sort of war, or some sort of catastrophe. What can we do to help? And I mean, looking at that on a broader scale is crazy, right? I mean, you're talking about country to country. And shout out to Qatar. I read in the news and on Twitter that they had donated some container homes to the relief services for Turkey, you know, the part of Turkey that suffered the earthquake. So that's really good. And I mean, that really got me thinking, like, okay, what can we as individuals do besides all the time, you know, donating money, or, you know, giving money to some poor country in Africa, or, you know, the regular, the norm, the stereotypes? How can we change that? And even when we aren't in the position to be able to do that, what are some of the ways that we can do this? And my mind just straight up went to a time in my life when I was working for a bank. It's a really, really good bank, but I'm not advertising for them. But they were part of a program which enforced teaching financial literacy, and the bank would invest in us, the employees, you know, give us time off, give us up to, you know, a full 8 hours in a day to be able to go and volunteer as our community involvement to be able to teach kids in the low income areas in the United States, in the DMV area, about financial literacy. And I just loved how I felt at that time. You know, this was pre-COVID, obviously, when there was not so much of a virtual world, and the connection was really amazing. And I have been really thinking of ways to bring that back into my life. I truly am on this self-discovery journey where I'm trying to connect with the things that make me happy, the kind of things that bring positive energy in my life. And what better way than to add volunteering? I mean, when you look at the mental health well-being of, you know, individuals, or, you know, just generally, giving back is a big part. You know, performing a lot of random acts of kindness is really good. And I know that in the Word of God, it does say that, you know, that's what is satisfying to the Father, that when you're in a position to be able to give to somebody else who isn't even in that position, and it doesn't even have to be monetary wise, but just acts of service can go a long way in changing a lot of lives. So that is what I've been up to, and that's what I wanted to share today as it relates to the message of loving your neighbor as yourself. And you could tell me what you think, because I realized that a lot of people, especially in Africa, as you all know, I come from Ghana. And if you don't, if you listen to previous podcast messages, you would realize that I have a very big heart for Ghana, and I would love to see true development in this part of Africa, because a lot of people are noticing how peaceful the country is, how amazing the country, and people are coming. And I definitely want to have some of these things to send out there to be able to help people who don't have access to the kind of exposure that I have been to. And yes, I'm looking to do a lot of things in education, and I hope that I would come back to give you some great feedback. But if you are anywhere, any part of the world, and you aren't in a position to give financially, I believe that you can also do it in kindness, in kind. Random acts of kindness are really good for you, are really good for your mental health. And it could be something as simple as holding a door open for someone, or helping an elderly person with their stuff, or just popping into a neighbor's front yard to just ask if they need any help. I mean, there's so many things that we can do, and to show up as, you know, people of God and people who believe in the word. So if I have been of any benefit for you for this podcast, definitely share it. It's really, really short and sweet. Make sure that you are sharing these positive vibes, and making sure that you subscribe if you're on Apple Podcasts. And of course, give us a review. And if you're on Anchor, you can also send messages for the community building. I will be back with updates, but yeah, why don't you do something? February is not over yet. It is a month of love. So show out for someone. Pay something randomly for someone in line when you're at Starbucks, or you're in the queue at any fast food chain, and see the amazing ripple effect that could have on that person.